Hey, Jason here. Today's case study video, we're going to do an investment analysis of ExxonMobil, stock ticker XOM. Before I get to that, though, I need to let you know you can get this series as a podcast anywhere in the world for free on all major podcasting platforms, Stitcher, Anchor, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, and more. You can get this as part of the I Love Value Investing podcast anywhere in the world for free. Okay, so today we're going to do a quick analysis of ExxonMobil. I'm going to tell you why you should avoid its stock. First thing that catches my eye is its 10.4% dividend yield. Most people right now are looking for stocks to buy for high dividend purposes due to the pretty much low or negative interest rates in most of the world, to earn dividend income for retirement, just to make more money on their investments. I will tell you why this is unsustainable and likely this will be cut. First thing up here, the key ratios tab, this huge decline in revenues over the last decade. This is happening because more businesses and individuals are using renewable energy sources, wind, solar, all that kind of stuff, to generate power not only for their homes, but for their businesses, for vehicles, all that kind of stuff. This is a big issue for ExxonMobil because at this point, yes, they're investing heavily in renewable energy resources or operations, I guess, going forward. But at this point, they haven't been able to transition well to those sources, which comes from the gigantic drop in revenue in this time, from $372.5 billion in 2010 to $213.9 billion in the trailing 12-month period. So that's a gigantic drop in a time where pretty much the entire world is expanding rapidly. They're contracting rapidly, which you almost never see in a company unless there's something going on in its industry. To illustrate how bad this is, take a look at this. Its operating income in 2010 was $42.5 billion. In the last 12 months, it's dropped all the way to $4.2 billion. Its operating profit margin dropped from 11.4% in 2010 to 2% in the trailing 12-month period. Net income dropped from $30.5 billion in 2010 to $7.2 billion in the trailing 12-month period. And its free cash flow had an even more drastic drop from $21.5 billion in 2010 to negative $1.7 billion in unprofitability in the trailing 12-month period. Yes, some of the issues in the trailing 12-month period in the last 12 months are due to coronavirus-related factors, but that doesn't explain the huge drop in revenues and profits from here in 2010 to 2019. Even when you discount this year, profits, revenues, cash flows have all dropped drastically because more and more people are using renewable energy sources, not only because in many cases they're cheaper now, but they're better for the environment. They make people feel good about themselves because they're not supposedly quote unquote harming the environment, all that stuff that Exxon is now fighting against, frankly, is probably, again, a good thing for the environment, of course. It's not a good thing for Exxon shareholders. Because at this point, again, they have not transitioned well into the renewable energy arena, even though they've spent, doesn't show their R&D down here, but I know they spent billions, if not tens of billions of dollars over the last decade, probably tens of billions of dollars on renewable energy stuff. And at this point, their profits, cash flows, revenues have all cratered. This brings us to this, their earnings per share. Earnings per share dropped in 2010 from $6.22 per share to $1.68 per share in the trailing 12-month period. But the bigger thing that compounds this is that they continue raising their dividend in this time. From 1.74 per share in 2010, which was a payout ratio then of 27.9%, to $3.48 per share now, which is 207% of the payout ratio. This is unsustainable. You can't keep paying out dividends that are essentially two times higher than your earnings because dividends are typically paid out from earnings with a healthy company. How has Exxon been paying this dividend? if they're not earning as much money anymore through the issuances of debt, which we'll get to in more detail in a second. Make sure I want to show you. So its ROIC has dropped drastically from 21.7% to 3.3%. But let's get to their, so debt levels, and let me go to the quarterly first. They have $12.6 billion in cash right now versus current portion of debt. So 23 rounded up, 23 plus 46, 23, 40, I'm probably doing that in my head. 46.6, $69.6 billion. So they have $69.6 billion in debt against $12.6 billion in cash. The bigger thing, though, is how much their debt has risen over time. So the data here only goes back to 2015 on Morningstar, but in 2015 they had 18.8. They had $38.7 billion in debt in 2015, only 5 years ago. So they've almost doubled the amount of debt they've had from 5 years ago. They've done this to, of course, continue research, development, buying assets, buying oil fields, stuff like that. But they've also done it to continue funding that dividend. That's why this dividend, I can almost with 100% certainty say, is unsustainable. Not just because it's two times higher than earnings, but because you can't, or at least you shouldn't, keep taking on debt to pay the dividend, especially when you have a 10.4% dividend yield. That's just absurd. When you see a dividend yield usually above anything above about 5, you should question it on whether it's sustainable, whether it's being paid out through cash flows and profits, or whether it's being paid with share issuances and debt issuances, because that is not sustainable. And then this guy down here, this analyst, says Exxon reports quarter two loss, but dividend looks safe after management reiterates commitment. I could say again, I don't care what they say. based on the numbers, they are almost certain to have to cut the dividend pretty drastically unless coronavirus just magically disappears and people go back to kind of their quote unquote normal, which would bring us to this, where they're still near this year here. In 2019, they still paid out more in dividends. Excuse me. They still paid out more in dividends than they did, than they earned in 2019, even with a quote unquote good year. So, and not only is that to expect that unrealistic, but to expect that in the face of rapidly dropping revenues, cash flows, and profits, because essentially your industry is dying, is not a thing you want to bet on, especially if you're looking specifically to earn dividend income for retirement purposes, for your portfolio, to earn higher investment returns. You need, if you're looking at that and you see ExxonMobil and its huge dividend, you need to stay away because, again, they're likely to cut their dividend drastically, probably sooner rather than later. And that would reduce the reason for buying its stock, which, again, I know a lot of investors buy specifically for dividends, retirement stuff, all that kind of stuff. I get it. But there are safer, more stable, and probably, frankly, growing, not dying businesses that you could buy instead of ExxonMobil. So I hope this helped. Hope you enjoyed this video. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, let me know in the section below. Of course, more things on all of these sheets that I looked at are important, but these are the most important things that I looked at or that caught my eye as I was going through looking at ExxonMobil. And if you have anything else that you think is important, that I missed, that I screwed up, that I should have said, that I didn't say, anything along those lines, let me know in the comments below. Love to hear them. If you're invested in ExxonMobil, I would recommend extreme caution in investing in their shares, especially if you're doing it for the dividend, especially if you're doing it specifically for the dividend. I'd be extremely careful because if and when they cut that dividend, it's going to drop the shares even more because many people are invested in Exxon specifically for the dividend. So if they cut it, it's going to drop the shares even further. Which that is something else I wanted to show you before I get off of here. Google Doc chart. And I know Morningstar has a stock chart. I just like Google's better. So here's what all of that drop in revenue has done to its shares in the last 10 years. So back in the beginning of 2010, its shares have fallen almost 50% since then. Where are we at here? One away. Okay, so shares have almost dropped 50% since 2010 because of many of the issues we talked about. The revenue going down, profitability go down, cash flow going down, all that kind of stuff. Because when that happens, when cash flows specifically and profits fall, it lowers the value of the earnings and cash flow per share, which is where companies derive their value from. If earnings per share and cash flows per share go up over time, the value of the stock goes up over time. If earnings per share and cash flows per share go down over time, the value of the stock goes down over time, which is why its stock has, again, fallen almost 50% in the last 10 years as well. So I'm glad I remembered that before I got off. But yeah, if you have any questions, concerns, let me know in the section below. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like, love, share, subscribe, comment, and hit the notification bell, because we're releasing new videos all the time. And this way you'll get notified every time we release a new video. If you're listening on the podcast, make sure to like, love, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And we'd really appreciate if you left a review, because the more reviews, views, and listens we get to our content, the more people we can help. If you're looking to evaluate stocks better and faster, you can get some of our free resources below, including my PDF copy of my book, How to Value Invest, 5 free gifts, including my valuation and profitability metric calculation templates, and 7 tips guide to picking great stocks. Plus, you can also get information about our masterclass and some of our paid programs at the links below. But until next time, we're going to do more videos like this, stock analysis videos, because I'm looking at stocks more again for my personal investment and also potentially for investing for other people. So we're going to be doing more videos like this. If you have a stock you'd like me to look at, let me know in the comments below as well. And the only stocks I will not evaluate are banks, pharmaceuticals, biotech, gold mining, silver companies, oil, natural gas to a degree. Again, I know ExxonMobil's oil company, but I can still tell just from the numbers that it's not doing well. But if you're looking to do a deep analysis, these are the kind of stocks I won't evaluate on. If you're looking for analysis like this, I can do pretty much just about anything. So let me know if you have a stock you'd like me to look at below, and I'd love to research it for you and give you my thoughts on it. So until next time, have a great day. Talk soon.